Hypermanic noise.
Greetings, fine freaks. I'm Douglas Harvey, and I'm pumped to bring you another episode of the Hypermanic Noise podcast. I hope you're all kicking life straight in the dick this week. And even if your week is sucking the proverbial fat one, have no fear. The dog father of comedy, Mick Gledhill, is here, and he'll turn that frown upside down. Mick is a super interesting guy. He was in the armed forces for just shy of 20 years, and these days he's focused on stand-up comedy, and he spends his free time helping fellow veterans get back on their feet and readjust to civilian life. I haven't known Mick for very long, but he's almost instantly become one of my favorite people. Being the dog father of comedy, I felt like we should kick the show off in a dog-related way and a fucked-up way, so we watched a clip from the documentary Animal Fuckers. And I don't want to spoil the episode, but Mick's not a fan. We spoke about his time in the armed forces, travelling through Amsterdam, attending a ping-pong slash dart show in Thailand, and even the time his ex tried to kill him with a jet ski. Yeah, true story. This podcast was so much fucking fun, and I know you're going to love the shit out of Mick Gledhill.
Podcast initiation sequence. Headphones. Check. Beer status. Cold and tasty. Check. Penis function. Hard, but unimpressive. Check. Podcast initiation complete. Warning. This episode may cause brain damage. Hypermanic noise.
All right, hello and welcome to the show. I'm here with Mick Gledhill, Perth comedian. How you doing, man?
Hey, awesome.
All right, let's get ready to rock. As always, I like to start the show off with a clip. And this is from a Vice documentary called Animal Fuckers.
Oh, boy, here we go.
Oh, Jesus.
Now, I like to start it off easy, you know?
Yeah,
so this would be good. I want to hear your perspective on this.
While it's running?
Yeah. Oh, whatever, man. It only goes for a little while.
Right.
So, here we go.
I'm into human females, I'm into horse females, I'm asexual towards rats, I'm a bit voyeuristic about dogs on women.
He had like buses filled with tourists coming, paying him money in order to have sex with horses in Denmark.
I got Joey when he was 6 months old.
This is for real, right?
Yeah. I'm the bottom of
these
our
people
relationship.
Legit. Yep.
Like a bitch.
Also in Dänemark sind so viele Handlungen.
Today we're going to the parliament to actually hand over all the petitions that we collected to present to the minister.
Oh yeah, no, I hope I wouldn't be happy with that either.
If we really thought it was a problematic that humans got involved with the sex life of animals, what then about the millions and millions of pigs that we artificially inseminate?
She's ready for insemination.
I mean,
oh, he's been the go-to.
Yeah.
That's their whole life, they love it.
So this lady is reading a quote about letting a dog come inside of a person.
That's
legit.
Would the dog still have the same amount of satisfaction as a bloke?
Well, the one guy, he said that I've been in a relationship with my dog, and I've watched the whole documentary.
Yeah.
And his view is that I'm not actually doing anything to the dog. The dog's fucking me. I'm the bottom. I'm the bitch in the relationship.
Oh, well, that's in their mind, right?
Well, clearly. Have you ever looked at your dog and thought, all right, baby, let's get into this? No.
Oh, no,
the fuck's wrong with these cunts?
Well,
but they're fighting for their rights as zoophiles. Like, we're oppressing them.
Yeah, I mean, it's like pedophilia, isn't it? I mean, like, it's the old saying, everybody's got to have a hobby, right?
Yeah, what a hobby.
But, you know, there's got to be a line in the sand, right? It's like, you shouldn't jerk off with scissors, right? You know what I mean? That's a basic fundamental. And you shouldn't fuck animals because they're not getting as much. They're not getting out of it as much as what we are, right?
No.
They're the ones honing on them. And then they turn it around and say, oh, no, they like it, right? They don't like it.
Hmm.
Not one bit. Well, they're sort of forced to, right?
Well, who knows? I've never been in the position where I've trained my dog to fuck me up the ass. I'm sure they get some sort of enjoyment out of it. But is it what... Are they supposed to be doing that?
I'm sure there has to be assistance, right?
Hmm.
Like...
Well, my dog humps my leg and she's a girl.
They call that frottage, right?
All right.
When you rub your genitals against things, right?
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, I used to slide down the fireman's pole at the playground a lot because it felt really good. I didn't know what that meant.
That's called hidden frottage, right? Yeah. Subtle frottage.
And
right?
I noticed that I could do it and it felt really fucking good. But then I had to wait like 20 minutes before it felt good again. It was because I was blowing my beans before I had beans.
And the kids are going, he's done it like 25 times
But they
today.
Were doing it too. We were all doing it.
There's only snail trails there.
Yeah, I didn't even have any. There's no snail trail. This was long before that.
And it's getting more slipperier. So it's getting faster as you go.
Yeah,
right?
All the kids were lining up for that fucking pole.
Mate, I reckon I'd be one of those kids, right?
Oh, why not?
Go down backwards.
I didn't know what it meant. I knew that it felt really good.
Yeah. Oh, everyone's going, who wants to be a fireman? Fuck yeah. Yeah.
I wanted to be a fireman. I wonder if that's a subconscious.
See, yes. Hey, where's your fucking fire pole? See, yes.
Between that and Ghostbusters and the fire pole they had in this firehouse, fuck, man, right. I was on board.
Yeah. Yeah. They had a lot of phlegm on that pole, I think.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Fucking Bill Murray's seed dripping down. Hal Ramis. Why not? What a world we live in, eh?
Yeah, it's great. But, yeah, I'm a little bit offended. As an animal lover, yeah, I find too. It offensive, right?
It's fucked up.
It is. It's wrong. It's bent. And you know what? They're just fucking show ponies, right? That they don't really want to fuck a dog. They want to get their name in the paper.
And they've done it.
Dog fucker.
I went to my mate's house, Jake, and he says, oh man, you've got to watch this documentary called Animal Fuckers. And I went, no, I don't want to watch that. And he said, trust me, yeah. You got to watch it. Yeah. So we smoked a bowl.
Yeah.
And I watched it, and then I watched it twice. Because it was just so like, what the fuck is this?
But what if he did it to you, and then you went, you know what, I'm going to give that a crack to your poodle, right?
Yeah.
And poor old poodle, cops are flogging
because
you want to give it a go.
She is a slut, though. You know?
Don't get split in the poodle.
No, she's a toy poodle. Yeah, I'm not hung like a horse or anything.
I'm taking the poodle. Where you been fucking that poodle?
I'm not hung like a poor horse, but I'm definitely hung better than a toy poodle.
Hung like a Buckfield mouse.
Jesus Christ. It's worth watching the whole thing. And when I watched it with Jake, I said to him, so what happens when these cunts go to the zoo? Like, is it like going to the Playboy Mansion?
Full boner.
And he goes, nah, I think it's more like going to a strip club because you get in trouble if you touch the animals and you get in trouble if you touch yourself. So
they're putting 10 bucks in the lion's den, right?
Yeah. Well, they should put their dick in there and see what happens.
They're jerking off in the zoo toilets.
Jesus. Have you ever seen a worse toilet?
At the zoo? I haven't been to the zoo for years, man.
They're not great toilets, though.
Wouldn't be any worse than the ones in Portugal where they just shit on the walls, hey?
Like, oh, the drop toilets?
Oh, no.
Oh, the whole toilets?
Public toilets, right? Oh, right. It was like I went to a public toilet in Portugal and it looked like someone had shat in the hand and then they threw it against the wall, right? Yeah. Like that's the way they do business over there. So I did it. Well, man. You know, we're in Rome.
Why not?
Yeah.
I like the, did you ever go to Amsterdam?
Yeah.
You know how they have the platter toilets? You know how ours, it's like a bowl and the hole's in the middle at the bottom.
I didn't experience that. Right?
So their toilets, it's like there's a little hole at the front, like under where your balls would be.
Right.
Then it goes up and there's a shelf, essentially.
Right.
And when you shit.
Oh, the long bowl.
Yeah,
I got you.
It's
platter. It's like a bidet, sort of, right?
And apparently it's from the days when they had to search for worms and shit to make sure they were healthy.
Oh.
But for me, it's like it gives you the option, do you want to flush it or eat it?
Yeah, just that's it right. You know? Dinner is served.
And in Amsterdam, they are the most rancid shits I've ever taken in my life.
You probably could have smoked your shit, right?
Oh dude, you could have.
Just dry it out in the bowl.
I'd only smoked weed a couple of times before going to Amsterdam. And when I got there, I said, I'm going to smoke as much as I can physically handle because I can.
Yeah.
So I said, what's the strongest weed? Weed Vidal. It's great. It's fantastic. Okay. Found this coffee shop. Didn't see any coffee. You go down a spiral staircase. Did you ever see this one?
No.
A spiral staircase down into the basement. And you walk up to the weed bar.
Yeah.
And there's a button. And you push the button and this screen on the desk lights up with all the options.
Okay.
I said, what's the strongest one? White Widow. And I got four or five joints with no spin.
Yeah.
For about 15 and 20 Australian dollars.
Right.
And I smoked one before breakfast, one after breakfast. One at about 11, one at 1, one at 3.
Wow, that's dedication.
All day, every day.
Yeah.
I got to the point, I wasn't a smoker, so I was breaking the joints up and shoving them in donuts.
Right.
Just because I wanted to get more into me.
Fuck.
And I was at a bar. I told Jimmy this story the other day.
Yeah.
I bumped into two guys that I know from Melbourne.
Right.
Just in the street. I was counting my money for
off
a cross.
Off the cuff, yeah.
Yeah, I was counting my money for a hooker. Look up, tell me friends with it.
Yeah.
We go to a bar.
What was his name? Juan from Amsterdam.
We went to this bar and they kept making fun of me because I looked like a happy Buddha because I was hell fat and stoned as shit.
Okay.
And did you ever watch ER?
Yeah, I think that's one show.
You're familiar with it.
I gave it a go and then went,
There was a chick that was about 5'1" and she had a cane and her character was a lesbian.
Right.
And anyway, I had not seen ER since I was 10.
Right.
Easily, like, probably younger. So it could have been 15 years. I'm sitting at the bar and I hear beep. I look up. That chick from ER's there. She says, he's flatlined. I jump out of my chair, run behind me to resuscitate someone.
Right.
Got my hands out ready to resuscitate him. It's a computer and someone had been using the internet and their time had run out. It was just going beep.
Yeah, fuck.
That was just from weed.
You lost your shit over that.
Yeah.
Man, you're on guard there, right?
Oh, dude.
On point.
The first day I got there, walking down the street and this Nigerian guy comes up to me and goes, hey, man. You want some, man? You want some? And I said, yeah, sure.
Charlie, you want Charlie?
Well, I thought that was how you got weed. I just got there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I said, sure. Put out your hand. Put out my hand. He puts, it was just white powder in cling wrap.
Right.
Just like cling wrap that had been spun around. No baggie, rubber band.
That's how the professionals do it, right?
Yeah, that's how they do it. And then I look up and he's got, it's good, man. It's real good. He's got blood in his nose.
Oh, that's a good look.
It's a good sign.
And I've
gone, no, man.
That's how fucking good it is, right?
Yeah, well, it seemed good.
Yeah.
But that was too far. I was a recent ex-Christian at that point. That was just a bit too far.
Yeah.
In hindsight, but if I was going to buy a Coke, it wouldn't have been from him.
Yeah.
There's other places.
Yeah.
But that freaked me the fuck out. Yeah. And then,
that's fucked up. That's a very poor marketing campaign that he ran there, right?
Yeah.
What does he expect to sell with that other than his blood?
Who's buying it?
Some sick fuck.
There must
right?
have been glass or
There's
something.
There's going to be a lot of desperate cunts out there that'll do it, right? Or pissed enough to do it.
Yeah.
And isn't that funny how you said, just give me the strongest shit you got, right?
In the store.
Every
yeah.
fucking Aussie would have gone to Amsterdam and gone, mate, give us the strongest shit you got. Because yeah. I fucking said the same thing, yeah. right? And yeah. I wasn't smoking. I said, what's the best?
Why not?
Give me your best shit. Because if I can hack it, forget the fucking rest of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Aussies have this overinflated sense of, we will survive anything, yeah. motherfucker,
yeah,
right?
We did.
Give me
did.
Your best shit. And they go, fucking here we go, another Aussie.
Well, the first place I went to, first coffee shop, I was like, can I buy... It was basically as bad as, can I please have one marijuana? I never bought weed.
Yeah.
I'd smoked it twice or something. Like, it wasn't part of my vernacular. So he goes, oh, yeah, €8 for one joint.
Yeah.
And I had a great time smoking that joint. I struggled to smoke it
because
I'd never smoked
really before. You didn't think to just stop it at some point and then read
it? I did, actually. It took me three times to get through that one joint. But after that, I was on fire.
Was it like skunk? Would you say that it was the...
It was the White Widow, I forget what indica is.
Did it really fuck you up? Like, can you tell, like, now that was really good weed back then? Like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've never hallucinated like that.
Wow.
Except before when I was saying about chaining four buckets without oxygen in between and hearing drum and bass come out of the fridge.
Yeah, that's heavy duty.
But there was no oxygen. I was just depriving myself of air. But... It was good shit.
Yeah.
And I had the best time of my life there. And I was worried that it... Because I watched that movie Eurotrip.
Right.
Have you seen it?
Nah.
It's fucking good fun.
No, but yeah.
It's stupid. It's really stupid.
Yeah.
And I watched that and they're in Amsterdam and I thought, oh, I can't be like this.
This is the Chevy Chase one?
No, this is a few years ago.
Okay.
It's like a B-grade road trip, American Pie sort of thing, but it's really fucking funny.
Okay.
And I'm thinking when I got to Amsterdam, there's no way this is going to live up to my expectations. Better.
Yeah.
So they're so liberal. The sex museum, like there's paintings from 1840 of dudes fucking dogs. And you're high and you're like, why does this exist?
Yeah. What about the torture museum, right?
Torture museum.
That's a museum.
Of real shit.
Fuck, look like my room.
Exactly. Yeah. A bit less hardcore. But, you know, you go to the sex show. Did you do that?
Nah.
Oh,
nah. I'm not going to pay $25 to watch people fuck each other, right?
When you can do it yourself for 50.
I was with someone. I don't need to pay money to do that, right?
Well, I was with a Kentucky group at this point, and I went in, and I was so high.
Hmm.
And the first chick came out, with like this sort of da-doom-da-doom sort of 50s music and starts smoking a cigar from her mouth.
Right.
Then she starts smoking it somewhere else.
Right.
And I'm like, why? Why does this exist? I just said that so many times that night.
Yeah.
Why is this a thing?
It's entertainment.
Why is it a thing? And one side was all young people fucked up, Kentucky's, just off their heads.
Yeah.
The other side was creepy Japanese businessmen sitting there in silence, staring, saying nothing.
Is that right?
It was so weird.
You know what they're doing? They're getting a few tips when they go back home to mum.
Fucking
right? So check this out.
Yeah, no shit.
Living this in Amsterdam, right?
Yeah.
Cost me $25.
Yeah.
Gotta put it to good use.
The equivalent of 4,000 yen. I learned how to smoke this form of the pussy.
I'm gonna put you in a wheelchair for 3 days, lady.
Oh, but and then they called the Kentucky people must have had a deal with this joint, so they called us up.
Yeah.
So me and three of the dudes from the Kentucky came up, and the chick put a banana right in his snatch.
Right.
And I was the first one in the line.
Right.
So
to eat it out.
I ate 70% of the banana.
Fuck, you're hungry. Yeah. Isn't that when they serve dinner there? Then you had dinner before you went?
I had three dinners before, and I'm not even lying.
Oh, I wish it was a pumpkin.
But I knew that there was four guys to chew on that banana.
Oh.
So I ate 70% of it. So those three had to fight over this bit right in a snatch.
Yeah.
I was so proud of myself. I had a pair of genuine Oakleys. You know, they're expensive.
Yeah.
And I broke my camera on that night.
Were your eyes open when you ate it? Were you having a good look at old mate down
fucking
there?
Earth.
Were you like...
Yeah, it was.
I want to eat the whole. I want to put one banana in and eat two out. Right?
I should have. But they were the guys next to me. They were like had missuses and shit. They were on the tour and they're like, "You fucking cunt!
You should get my missus up there. She's fucking awesome with the banana."
They were pissed off because they had to go right near it in order to get some.
Oh, because they had to pretend that they weren't enjoying themselves because their missus was there, right?
Yeah,
I've been there in Thailand, right? I go, "No, I'm not putting up with this." And you go, "Fucking come on."
Like the ping pong show.
And then you look at your missus like, "Look, I can't help it. I have to be involved in this thing, right?"
Yeah.
And then she goes, "You wait till we get back to the fucking hotel room.
I'm appreciating art."
Yeah, look, she's shooting darts out of a cunt.
How can you not appreciate that?
180!
That's, I've never seen that, but that's something I do want to see.
Mate, I was in Thailand with her, right? And you hold a balloon and they shoot darts.
I've heard that, above your head.
Get a load of this, right? Yeah. Old mate, didn't line up the barrel too well, shot me in the thumb. Fuck, I had a balloon in my fingers like that, and the fucking dart went low, bang, in the thumb.
Like you didn't get fucking hepatitis or some shit.
Mate, my thumbs are so tough, like a crocodile skin, just bounce the fuck out, right? It could have been my eye, Hayden, right?
It's not the first time you've been shot
in the... What if it was a 10-knot breeze through that fucking joint, right? Could have got my missus in the face. And we rode a jet ski off in that same trip too, right? Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Crossed the front of the bow, full speed, took the cowling off, took it back. They were spewing, and they wanted my passport, and I said, "Nah, you don't have my passport." And they go, "You pay us 15,000 baht." I said, "Nah, you should have had insurance." And they go, no. Anyway, they took us to the tourist police, and they go, "You give us passport." I said, "Nah." And they go, "You got to pay him that." And I went, "Nah, you should have had insurance." And they go, "Well, we can't get insurance." I said, "Well, that's not my problem. You're not getting the passport. You're not getting a dollar. Forget about it, right?" Anyway, we just walked away. I felt sort of bad. We gave him $50, right, for a fiberglass kit.
Yeah. If you'd been if your insurance, you would have had travel insurance.
Yeah.
And if you'd come off on a business that was uninsured, they wouldn't have paid out on it.
No.
You'd hurt yourself.
No. It was because my ex-girlfriend was trying to kill me, right? Like, she just locked straight on with a jet ski right at me. And I'm taking photos, and I'm thinking, is she going to... Because she's supposed to go past in front, right?
For real.
Yeah, this is for real. And I've got all these photos of the jet ski getting closer and closer, like you're playing fucking frisbee with someone and you miss the thing, right? And she went straight across the bow of the jet ski, and I had to jump off at the last minute.
Was this after the dart incident?
You know what? It was.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow, she was pissed
she
off.
She was, yeah.
Didn't take that too well.
No,
she... But you know what she did after that, right? She made me went to a cabaret with a gay club, right?
Oh, the transgender, what sort of thing?
They had the white Calvin Kleins on. They looked very nice, right? Yeah. We had some drinks, and then they all danced on our table. And I said to her, "Look, I'm not in there. Gay blokes, you know, I want to have sex with you." But she was trying to intimidate me with these guys, right? All I did was got pissed on Mekong, right? And I went, "Yeah, good on you, mate."
We
when I was in Germany, have you been to Hamburg?
No.
There's a place called the Reeperbahn, which is a red light district of Hamburg. And there's a red light, it's an alley, and there's this really discreet door. And you open it up and you walk in, and there's a full block of two or three stories of just hookers, like the same way in Amsterdam.
Right.
And it's just there, right next to a Burger King.
How do you choose, right?
I don't know, but I got told from friends with experience not to go to those ones because they're affiliated with the mafia.
Right.
And one of my friends, it was his birthday, and his best mate paid for him to get a threesome with these chicks.
Nice.
And they got him all worked up, and then they're like, if you want more, it's going to cost you this. If you want more, it's going to cost you this.
Here we go.
It ended up costing like €300 for a head job or something.
Oh.
But anyway, I was going into Burger King, and they tried to drag me these chicks on out the front, like, you want to fuck me? You want to fuck me? I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about, I said, oh, look, not right now. Oh, what? What's wrong with you? You don't want to have a threesome with me and this chick?
Mm.
She sucks your balls while I suck your dick and another girl fingers herself. You don't want that?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I do want that, but not right now.
Yeah.
It was just bizarre. Like, your she had me by the arm, leading me away while I was trying to walk into Burger King.
That's the hard sell, isn't it?
Fuck yeah. The hard. Literally. The hard, yeah. And that night, we went out. I tried to outdrink a Finnish person. Don't ever do that.
Right.
It'll never end well. No. And went to this stripper's bar where you buy like Disney dollars at the door.
Yep.
And you tip the girls. And what you could do is lick the dollars because they were all fresh ones.
Right.
And tap them on the ass and stick them to the ass. And then at the end of their shift, they cashed in for real money.
Right.
But we were licking them and flogging the fuck, like leaving welts on these chicks' asses.
Domestic violence.
Yeah.
I didn't know you had that in you, right?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Jeez. I'm from Queensland.
Jay's country, yeah.
But I was so horny. I went and jerked off in the bathroom in the strip club and then pissed the bed that night.
No way. Yeah. And you pissed the bed on top of that.
I was so
happy. You had a big night, right?
I pissed the bed in, I think, four different countries, maybe six.
Fuck, you know how to party.
I used to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Like, I would drink a bottle of Jack Daniels before lunch.
Wow. I had a mate of mine in the Air Force, got out of bed one night, did a U-turn, and pissed on his girlfriend in the bed.
That's awesome.
Well, we were surprised.
Was she happy?
Well, we were surprised because we didn't think she was worth pissing on. Nah, she was all right. Yeah, but it was a funny,
That's awesome.
Yeah, he did. Pissed on her.
Jesus Christ.
Mm. Have you been pissed on?
Yeah, as a joke. In the shower.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Because I'd pissed on her in the shower.
Oh, shower pissing's okay.
Yeah, like, just like... Yeah. Like, I gotta piss. Don't you dare piss on me. I wouldn't do that. And then a minute later, you fucking bastard.
Do you notice the piss is warmer than the water?
Yeah. Yeah. And if you've got one of those asparagus-y sort of dehydrated pisses, it takes a while for that smell to go.
You know what? I've been taking turmeric all this year, right?
Yeah. It's good for you.
Man, it makes piss bad, right? Yeah. You're like, my sheets.
Fuck, I never realized the connection, but I do that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it stinks bad, right?
Yeah.
I could never get into, you know, piss power or whatever you do because my piss would be too offensive in a piss orgy, right?
When I was in Germany, I found a DVD called Panty and Street Pissing Volume 3.
This is more than one?
That's my point. So there was such demand for it that we're on Volume 3. It's like fucking Fast and the Furious 8. Wow. I'm sure this was 2008. They've probably got 30 of them now.
Oh.
But there was no fucking. It was just literally chicks pissing themselves in panties.
Oh, the Baroness of the Bladder.
It's crazy.
Fuck.
That was another thing I tried in Germany. They have those little jerk-off rooms.
Mm.
I was by all my mates.
Did you make yourself do that? Or went, you know what? I really need to go.
Nah, it was like, my mates left. We had a huge night. I didn't piss the bed that night.
Yeah.
Which was, it was uncommon at this point. I was pissing myself all the time. And my mates left in the morning and my train didn't leave till like 11 p.m. So I had some, I was going to get some lunch, went in the porno shop again. And I thought, there's these little jerk off rooms with the buttons and you can just change. You know, four different porns playing at once.
Whoa.
And you just pay to be in there for so many minutes. And I thought, I would never do this.
Yeah.
But what else am I going to do today? And this is a funny story.
Yeah.
So I went and did it.
Yeah.
Busted one out, cleaned myself up, went to McDonald's, went to pay for my meal and realized I still had fucking cum on my hand.
No, you keep the tip.
There's a tip, yeah.
Fuck. I was talking to a bloke who just had IVF, right?
Yeah.
And because... You know, IVF blokes, they're all wankers, right? He went in there to do a sample,
yeah,
and they're supposed to do it on the cup, and he's got the video going, he's going to fucking town, and just about to come, he realised that he had to do it in the cup, right? And like he'd missed his shot on the couch, right?
Do you not...
Because he was lost in the moment, yeah, right? And then he had to say to her, look, I've got to come back, right? Because I missed the cut.
And what did she say? Is that a common thing that happens?
I think so.
Do they provide you with the porno?
Yeah. He said what they do is they layer it, right? For, heterosexual sex, lesbian sex, and then gay men sex, and then like dog sex, probably. I just made that up.
Yeah,
but yeah, so they have gay material there as well. So video, magazine.
So in today's politically correct world,
mm,
who is it that sources that and how does it get approved or disapproved?
Oh, look, I think it depends on what the budget is for the facility, right? So some of the, like the boss probably brings some of his stuff in from home that he's caught his son with or something, you know what I mean? They wouldn't actively go to a shop and say, look, oh, we need to buy these magazines for our business, right?
But I wonder if, you know, strict religious people that are against that.
Religious people don't do IVF, do they?
It depends on the brand.
Oh, maybe.
Some do. Actually, a lot of them don't.
Because that's not a natural thing, right?
I was in one of those speaking in tongues Hillsong churches. A lot
evangelistic. Yeah,
evangelical.
Great guitar players. You know?
Some of them, yeah.
Yeah.
I was probably
I'm talking to one, right?
Yeah, well, I guess so. Yeah. Fuck. But...
Amen, brother.
Amen, yeah. Yeah. Jesus Christ, you're on the floor.
Yeah.
Speaking in tongues.
He's not fucking walking, he's dancing.
Yeah, you know.
In those stairs.
Yeah, that shit, like the shit you see in American movies and where they touch the people and they fall over and I was in one of those.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Did you make it up?
What do you mean?
Did you pretend to fall over?
Nah.
You fell over?
Yeah.
Because they pushed the fuck out of you?
No.
Not really?
No, it was a mental thing. And when they did it, I shored my stance. Like, you know, I'm a martial artist. I thought, fuck, I'm not falling over. This is ridiculous. This was my early days in the cult.
Right.
And
you were a bit rebellious then?
It wasn't my family. I decided to get into it myself.
Oh, wow.
Just because of...
And you had that mindset of being...
Well, I just thought that was ridiculous. I believed in God.
Yeah.
I believed that it was... that what they were preaching was real.
Right.
But people falling over and babbling nonsense, I was like, that's too far from
it's me. Fucking theatre.
They're making this up.
Yeah.
And I shored my stance and the guy put his hand on my head and two people got behind me to catch me. I'm like, I'm not falling over.
Yeah.
And they do push you, but it wasn't enough for me to go. It was what he was saying.
Yeah.
And the cult mentality, there's 400 people around me that believe it's real.
Right.
At a certain point, it's real.
So you are saying that it was... his verbal content that made you do that.
And the people around me that were doing it.
Right.
And because it was real for them.
Yeah.
And, you know, God's telling me that you're seeking something and you're not feeling great about your life and you just need some assistance. And he's telling me all this shit, like someone that's not from a church family that turns up to church, that's a pretty safe assumption they're missing something.
Yeah.
So it was just he's reading. Like what
they say the same shit to everybody. It's like, that old chestnut.
It's like
right?
a psychic.
Smashed, got to get in, they hook into the vulnerable, right?
Exactly.
Same line.
So I fell over and I felt the best, it was one of the best feelings I've ever felt.
Is that right?
Pure peace.
You felt a spiritual uplifting.
I felt God in inverted question.
Did you really?
Yeah, I felt that from...
It was a foreign experience.
I felt that the day that I proposed to my missus. I felt that the day I stood on an active volcano. I felt that... watching Judas Priest live. I felt that seeing Jim Jefferies live.
Sick.
Best night of my life.
Man, that's almost the best day of my life, just hearing that you went to Judas Priest.
That's my... the best...
Fuck.
That's my top.
That would be sick as shit,
they're my
shit,
favorite
right?
band of all time.
Yeah.
My missus is actually worried that if I met Halford, I would suck him off, because he's famously a gay man.
Yeah.
And, not going to lie, probably would, just out of respect.
What happens if you die, right? And you got to go, look... do you mind if I catch up with Judas Priest first before we talk about stuff, right?
Yeah, I just want to just pay my respects to the greatest vocalist of all time.
You can't deny me that, right?
Yeah, but it's funny. I've fucked with her so much about that. Oh, yeah, I'd fuck Halford for sure. That when I went to see them, she was worried.
That you were going to?
Yeah, because I nearly did. I nearly met them.
Right.
And I wasn't... Yeah. That wasn't on my list of agenda. I just wanted to meet the man. Like, he's a legend.
Prove a point.
Yeah, I've got to prove it wrong. Yeah. not going to do it. Yeah. She's like, I bet you would. You really would. And yeah. we had like an argument. She was sort of getting worked up and I was crying laughing.
Yeah.
Because every time I'd convince her that I wasn't gonna,
yeah.
I'd be like, yeah, no, truthfully, I probably would. And it just goes, and to this day,
bing,
like,
bong, bing, bong.
She's probably worried more about that than me cheating with a woman. Like if I met Rob Alford, that I'd just fucking go to town on it.
You cruel ass motherfucker.
Oh, I love it. That was the best night. And I remember, because, you know, he's famously a gay dude, and I was taking a piss. And I look over and it's the guitarist from this band Fear Factory. And they're really, really big.
Yeah.
From America. Like they've had
Fear Factory, they've had
gold records in Australia. Man. He's standing next to me.
And I used to dance to them in Darwin nightclubs, right?
I'm chatting to him. I talked to him earlier in the night and he's like, man, how fucking awesome's this?
Mm.
And I said, dude, it's amazing. Like I said, they played Victim of Changes. That's from 36 years ago.
Yeah.
The way I said it was Victim of Changes, like 36 years and it's still awesome. And he goes, dude, he's 65.
No way. Yeah,
his age. And I said, oh no, I'm meaning that song is 36 years old or whatever.
Yeah.
And he goes, I don't know how he does it. And I said, I've got a feeling. Like, he's been fucking swallowing cum all these years. It's kept the cords nice and fresh. And he just...
Fuck off.
He just lost it laughing. He goes, I don't know, man. I said, that's probably it.
And then
I'm like, all right, nice talking to you. I got to go. And ran straight back in.
Fucking Teflon throat.
Oh, probably. Something's working for him. Because Jesus, man. The guy's, you know, mid-60s. Just punishing it. Just killing it on stage. I've seen probably close to 1,000 international bands at this point, and that was... I mean, I'm biased, I guess, because it was my favorite band, but my housemate doesn't like them at all, and he said it was one of the best live sounds he's ever seen. Oh, that's
something. If you don't like a band and you still think it was,
Oh, and he's a promoter that has worked with everyone and anyone, and he's probably seen 10,000 bands. Yeah, so what about, how did you end up in the army? So was it the army or the air force?
I went into the army as a 17-year-old, and then I went into the air force a couple of years later, and then I went back to the army in 2003, and then was retired in 2014.
Yeah.
Autoimmune disease, right?
Oh shit.
That's all right. I spent a bit of time in there, but before I was in the army. I lived in a house with really religious people too that were evangelistic, right?
Yeah.
They would take Jimmy Swagger or they'll go and do their thing. Right? And I'd go down the pub and shovel just bucket loads of piss because I'm 16 and I'm going to go into the army at 17, right? Yeah. So...
Were they family?
Yeah. Your it was family? A real tight, big family.
There Your family?
No. My family were on the farm and I was living in town at the time.
All right.
And I was working in town. And they were a deeply religious family. They were nice enough, but they were really weird, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'd spewed through their house one night and instead of getting up me, they said to me, it's not your fault. The devil made you do it, right?
Yeah.
I went, are you serious? It wasn't nothing to do with... fucking carton of piss I drank earlier today, right? Nah, it's the devil. So I did it again 2 weeks later, right? And then they asked me to move out.
The devil's not leaving.
Not the devil this time, right?
Take the devil with you.
Oh, it was a bad curry, yeah.
Well, I met a guy recently. He used to play in a band and now he's all Jesus'd out. And so he's got rid of all of his musical instruments. He was in a metal band, you know, straight down the line, preaching in tongues sort of guy.
Wow.
And he was an artist as well. And he made this piece. Basically looks like Terminator sitting on a wall looking at you.
Mm.
It's fucking awesome. He wanted to give it away. So I said, hey, man, I'm keen.
Wow.
Hundreds of people hit him up for whatever reason he chose me. So I went around to pick it up. And I'm carrying it out. And I said, oh, man, yeah, just got to be careful. You know, got a bad back. So, you know, but it's not heavy. So that's good. And he goes, oh, do you want me to help you?
Yeah.
And I said, no, I can carry it to my car. And he goes, no, do you want me to help you with your back?
Right.
I've got a gift. Of healing.
Here we go.
God's given. Yeah, exactly.
All right.
God's given to me. Yeah. And it's not me, mate. It's just God working through me.
Yeah.
And I can pray for you and heal you. So I went, in my mind, I knew this was going to happen on the way there.
Right.
I just knew it because I knew he'd gone religious.
Right.
And I've been in that world. I knew it was going to happen. And my view was if I get a cool piece of artwork for someone having to babble in tongues for a bit, I'll probably get material out of it.
Yeah.
And also I get artwork.
Yeah.
But he... yeah, he was praying for me in tongues. He goes, oh, we can go inside if you're embarrassed or whatever.
Exploiter.
Put his hand on my head and out the front. Nice. He goes, oh, you don't have to if you don't want to. I said, no.
Somewhere to fall? Did you have somewhere to fall soft?
I didn't know. He wasn't very courteous.
Oh, we're just going to go on the concrete.
Yeah. So he prayed for me in tongues or whatever. And he's like, oh, move your back around. How's that feel? I'm like, oh, feels good. I think it's better.
Yeah. Oh, fucking, you lying, kid.
What am I going to say to him?
No, man, it's killing me. Fuck off. That's what you should be saying.
Because I said to him, I've been in the church before. If I said no, he's like, oh, that's because you're resisting it. You can't reason with these people. Oh,
fuck. It was easier
for me to just say, yeah, it's feeling good. But whatever. And then he's like, oh, he said he had a witch on his property.
Yeah, there we go.
That had come to pick because he has a charity giving away bikes.
Pauline Hanson.
No. But funny thing is, my missus is into that. Right. So she was a witch on his property, technically. Right. And he said she had a demon in him that she cast. And she had a demon in her that he cast out. And he didn't cast it off the property properly.
Right.
So the next day, his dog was dead because he'd accidentally cast the demon into his dog.
I'll be fucked.
An eviction
notice would be nice.
How am I going to reason with this guy?
He's a fuckstick. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Hey, look, I'm appreciative. He gave me cool art for nothing. Wouldn't take any money for it. Yeah. But it was weird as fuck. And he tried to sell the Jesus thing on me, messaging me afterwards and stuff. I'm not into it.
You know what? They're all going, mate, you should not have any material shit. And he goes, well, have whatever you want.
Yeah.
And next thing they're walking away with a record player.
Oh, he's got more Star Wars figurines than anybody I've ever seen.
Fucks.
Transformers. He has a shed.
Right.
The size of a double car garage.
Is he a hoarder?
Full of Lego.
Or is he a astute business?
Like a collector nerd.
Yeah, rightio. He's probably worth a few bucks then.
Don't know, man, but look, all that shit aside, the guy fixes up bikes and gives them away to people that can't afford presents for their kids and stuff. But it was when he was telling me about casting a demon into the dog. And then he's like, oh, I can just sense with people. You know, this lady came to pick up a bike and I could sense she was hurting. I'm thinking, she's come to your house to pick up a free bike for her kid.
Yeah.
There's something's wrong in her life. Yeah. Like, you're not Nostradamus.
Yeah. The kid doesn't have a bike. It's a start.
Yeah. And they've got to get a free one that you piece together from donations.
She's poor as fuck.
Yeah.
Right?
You're not predicting lotto numbers.
How many cunts are struggling with money, right?
Heaps.
Just about everybody, right?
How many cunts have problems?
Fucking everybody, right? Like, you can just random shit. You can say whatever you like. Then he has an overinflated sense of self-importance because he thinks he can fucking cure someone. For fuck's sake, he's got a significant problem.
Yeah, it was easier for me to just play along with it.
Yeah.
And then I said...
Well, the material, of course, right?
And I said to Tish in the car, you know what?
Yeah.
My back is feeling a little bit better, honestly.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna believe that it worked. Because if it lasts for 2 hours, and I get 2 hours out of pain, then that's great. And by the time I got to the shopping center and walked around for 10 minutes, it was gone because it didn't do anything.
Yeah.
But I gave it a chance as much as I hate religion.
That was an exit plan without confrontation. That's what that was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he was giving me something for free.
Yeah.
That he probably could have sold for hundreds of dollars. Like, I didn't want to...
Yeah.
Argue with the guy. I'd already told him I used to be in the church.
Yeah.
And I'm not. I said to him, you're doing what you should be doing. You're helping people. You're being selfless. Like, that's what Jesus preached.
Yeah.
And most Christians don't live that way.
Yeah.
So, as much as I'm not into that anymore. I appreciate what you're doing and I respect it.
Yeah.
But he still tried to push me back into it. And then the messages were saying, you know, God's never left you. You know, you may have turned your back on him, but he'll always be there for you and it's never really gone and all this. I'm thinking, mate, where was God when my fucking mate killed his missus? And I prayed that prayer while tripping on acid, mind you.
Yeah.
Because someone gave me acid that night, which I wouldn't recommend. but nothing there.
He'll end up with no fucking friends except for God, right?
Yeah, and people that love God.
Because he's run out of shit to give him for a start.
So you were in the... How long were you in the army? In the Air Force?
Well, it was about 29 years. I worked for the Department of Defense all up, right? Shit. So that was, you know, in the mid-80s right through to 2014. So Army and Air Force, deployed overseas quite a few times, mainly the Cocos Islands and up at Bougainville Island there in 2001. I got injured in a skin disorder from there. So I learned a fair bit about Department of Veterans Affairs, which are an insurance company for veterans.
Yeah. Right?
So I learned a lot about that. And so now that I'm retired, I do a lot of that stuff for veterans who leave.
Yeah,
so
that's awesome.
They can understand the system, right? Some of them are so broken, they can't read the fucking fine print, right? So I just interpret to them and I say, look, that's the deal. You got to do this, that, and the other, right?
Yeah. I've been there, man.
It's fucked up.
I got, like I think I told you before, I've got denied $500,000 insurance payout when shit went south for me.
Yeah.
Because they fucked with the paperwork. Backdated my... Technically, I wasn't working at the date they deemed it. And I said, I quit my job a week before.
Yeah.
Like, I'd quit after I went into hospital, but because my last shift was before I went into hospital, if I'd gone, left the hospital for one day to work and then gone back, I would have got $500,000, been able to buy a house, and wouldn't have had to go through all the shit I've gone through.
Because of a technicality, they fuck you over. They will fucking jump, they will exploit any fucking loophole, those cunts. So, it's, I don't know how some people can work in that industry and be so callous, right?
I think it's just a necessity thing because I've worked in a call center and I wanted to kill myself every day.
Yeah.
But I got in trouble
because it wasn't Lifeline call center, was it?
No.
Fuck.
You want to kill yourself? Yeah. So do I.
I know all about that, man. Let me tell you.
Do you want to meet up?
Fuck. Get a car hose. Yeah.
No. You pull one trigger, I'll pull the other.
Mm. Let's just jerk each other off to death.
The Michael Hutchins.
Yeah. You know that Hugh Hefner died with a smile on his face, right?
I bet he did.
Yeah, but they didn't see it because of the pillow.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Oh, cunt.
Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah, he fucking did great stuff for civil rights, that bloke. So even though he pulled the piss out of him in the chicks, he overall did some really good shit, right?
Mm.
Brought the sexual revolution in.
I just like the fact of how he lived his life.
Yeah, he had a sordid campaign there, and you gotta take your hat off to him, but you know, he had generated that from that magazine, so you know, those girls were attracted to him for the exposure they were gonna get. Oh, right?
For sure.
So I don't know if he was hung like a baboon, or is this if he's just like me, just got an average 9-inch dick. I'm not sure. So
but
that's not true, right?
But you can't what do you got that much money? You own Playboy.
Yeah.
Are you gonna knock that back? Well, I mean, the chick that he's married to, there was an ironclad prenup.
Yeah.
She got a house worth multi-millions of dollars. She got a little bit of money.
Yeah.
But the fortune went to charity,
yep.
His family.
Yeah.
And there was some other organization which was like a charity, but for something like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a dumb cunt.
No.
And what are you going to do? Be 91 and turn down a 35-year-old porn star?
No.
Fuck me.
And there's 91-year-olds out there wearing a cardigan waiting to die, right?
Yeah.
Why? They should be living like Ben fucking Cousins, right?
Yeah.
On the gear, going hard.
That's what I'll be
causing
doing.
Accidents, drowning yourself accidentally. Mm. I don't know. Fucking do something productive with your life, right?
I don't like acid. Obviously, taking acid the night someone confesses a murder to you has soured acid a bit for me. But when I'm in a nursing home age, I'm going to trip balls all the time.
Yeah.
I'll just be hitting my family up. Yeah. Just get me something.
I was telling one of my friends the other day, we both agree, and she said, when we're old, let's go hard. Let's just fucking rock and roll, right?
Why not?
Fuck yeah, absolutely.
What are you waiting for?
Live like Ben Cousins. Go ahead, get arrested.
I think he's peaked a bit too early with that, though.
Oh, yeah.
Just the tad.
You could have just sort of left it, right, after the football career for a few years, right?
Well, I'm from Queensland, so I didn't. Yeah. I knew nothing of his football career.
He used to live up the road here. He used to have a house here in Trigg, right?
No shit.
And my friend Brian used to live across the road, and she used to always hear like her screaming at him, going, "You're nothing but a fucking drug addict." And she had to go over there and say, "Listen, you guys, you've got kids, right? You don't need to be acting like this, right? Because Trigg's a nice, quiet area. Yeah. They can hear them fucking bellowing up the fucking street, right?
Jesus.
And every cunt, right? Every time they hear their neighbours argue, that they slowly take the shopping out of the car. Even really slow.
Oh, I do it.
And the ears get really sensitive, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can hear those cunts.
Why not?
Wouldn't want to be him, you know? Fuck.
Well, I don't know. I'm only familiar with his later career. Like, post-football, drugs, sex, drugs and rock and roll.
He had a traffic warden there for a while. I think he was directing traffic there for a bit. Remember that time he was at the fucking... down south.
Oh, yeah.
He was directing traffic in the middle of the road.
I did that once. There was an echidna on the road. No shit.
Oh, fair enough.
Just fucked up.
You're doing a good cause, right? Yeah,
just moving cars around.
You're a good cause. You did that for an echidna.
Shit hammered.
You're a fucking good guy, man.
Oh, thanks.
You're a good guy.
Oh, it's good to know.
Fuck. Jesus. Man, a whole opinion of you has changed.
All right, man. I'm going to do this game with you that I've got. It's called Cunty Questions.
Awesome.
They're just unpleasant or difficult questions.
Yep.
And I want to hear your answers.
All right. And they're going to be like an honest...
Oh, you know, whatever you want. I don't give a fuck. You're going to lie to me.
No, I wouldn't.
Feel free.
I wouldn't lie to you.
So, yeah, they're just unpleasant questions, really. So, true or false, who is your favourite member of the Beatles?
True or false, who is your favourite member of the Beatles? Oh, false.
No, thank you.
Fuck.
Yeah, see, this is the tone of the questions. Yeah, they're impossible to answer. Yeah. Or
you're making me think outside the box. Yeah, autistic people say, what box, right?
Yeah. Well, they usually go, because I work.
You fucking cunt.
I fucking work with them. I know what they're like, yeah. Man. I love autistic.
That's how they pronounce your name, you know. Yeah. Duh. Yeah. Fuck.
There's only one that can say my name of the kids I work with.
It's two syllables. Fuck that. Yeah. Why can't you be fucking Bob?
So, this one, you'll like this one. So, I've got a gun to your head and you've got three options to survive. Right, number one, you've got to go down on Pauline Hanson once a week for a year.
Right.
You have to make her come every single time.
Yep.
Number two is no sex or jerking off for 2 years.
Oh.
All right, none. Oof. And number three is Katy Perry shits in your dinner every day for a year and you have to finish every meal.
Fuck.
They're all good options, I find.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to have to go A, right?
Pauline Hanson!
Yeah.
I reckon you can make that bitch.
You know why? It's because, see, with Katie, right, I'm taking something, right?
Yeah.
But with, see, Pauline, I'm giving, right? And because I'm a giving person, I'm giving her an orgasm, right?
And she probably hasn't had one since 1997.
Well, you know what? She's probably going to crush my fucking head with those legs, right?
I knew you weren't going to go no sex or jerking off for a year, and I don't
it's
blame you.
It's not going
to
happen.
No, me either.
Forget that.
I went Katy Perry.
It's ridiculous. Did you really?
Yeah, she's naked doing it.
You know what you are? You're deep down a fucking cropophilia motherfucker.
Yeah.
You love your shit, right?
It's not deep down. I'm open about it.
I'm going to do a shit on the floor. I bet you fucking roll in it, right?
Oh, I wouldn't roll in it. I'd put it in a plastic bag and take it home for dinner.
How do you fucking pick up shit with a fork? How do you pick up diarrhea with a fork? Sorry, man.
So, the next one. Do you know who Susan Boyle is?
Yeah, fuck right, yeah. Good. Yeah, she's that real hot chick from Scotland.
That's, yeah, perfect. Yeah. So, you can have, there's three choices as well. You can have sex with Melania Trump anytime you want.
Right.
Anytime.
Okay.
But you've got to suck Donald off first before you do it.
Poof.
You can have sex with Beyonce.
Yep.
Anytime you want.
Yep.
But you've got to suck Jay-Z off first.
Yeah.
You know who he is?
Yeah.
Or you can have sex with Susan Boyle.
Yeah.
Anytime you want.
Yeah.
No sucking off.
I'm not giving fucking Donald Trump the pleasure of my fucking lips and his cock, right?
Yeah, I'm with you there.
He's not getting one fucking ounce of fucking my mouth on that cunt. Jay-Z.
Ooh. I couldn't handle that. He's got to have a hammer on him. I don't think
I could afford the fucking stitches, right?
Nah. I gag brushing my tongue when I brush my teeth. There's no way I can handle his big dick.
See, they're the thing too, right? Like, and then Susan Boyle, you'd be doing her a favour, right?
Yeah, you're giving. And like, she can sing you songs while you do it.
Fuck, sing away.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, do you know what happened to me once? I had sex with a girl on my birthday and she sung happy birthday when I came. And I went, this is weird as fuck, but I'm quite enjoying the
moment.
That
is awesome.
I know. Just broke out and happy, but and I went, this has never happened before, right? So
that's fucking fantastic.
I know. It was just a bizarre thing that happened, but
happy birthday, see, that's Mr. President.
It's very giving, isn't it?
I'm a bit upset that my missus has never done that for me.
Is that right?
I'm going to go home and flog the shit out of
her. Hopefully this will prompt her, right? You should say to her, you know what? Mick had a chick singing happy birthday when he came.
I'm going to tell her that.
And you go, let's give it a go.
Jesus Christ. On that note, that's an awesome way to end this, man. Thank you very much, Mick Glenhill, everybody.